problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too. Good morning, Fairbanks. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We are at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And today I have Alyssa Handy with the United Way in the studio with me. How are you doing, Alyssa?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
And we are here to talk about, well, your fundraising event that you're putting on, and it is on April 29th. And that's a?
Saturday.
And what time does it start?
6 o'clock.
And what is it?
It is the Mayor's Giving Gala.
The Mayor's Giving Gala.
Yes.
And you came to me about this, and I said...
Yeah, I want to have a party.
Actually, that's not quite what I said.
No.
I said, what in the world is that?
So, in the past, United Way has, worked with the mayors and doing a fundraiser benefit for United Way. Bill Wright started it. He's a former executive director of United Way, and it was the mayor's charity ball. And this year we are doing the Mayor's Giving Gala. We've got new mayors. We've got you, Mayor Ward and Mayor Welch all going to be there. And it's going to be a really fun time while we raise money.
Mayor Castle, isn't he going to come?
Yes, Mayor Carl Castle and his wife, Billy, are also both going to be in attendance as well.
Yeah. So it's at the Carlson Center, and what's the theme?
The theme is Under the Big Top.
Under the Big Top.
Yes.
A circus, basically.
It's basically a circus, yes. Inspired by some of the live entertainment that we have for the evening, which is Cirque Alaska is going to be doing aerial silk pouring, okay. Which is where they come down from the silks and pour champagne into your glass or... your mouth or wherever it is that
I don't do body shots.
Like
yeah,
the,
I don't do that.
The champagne poured.
I don't do that. But good for anyone else who wants to. That's
anybody
good for
else,
them. Yeah.
You know? And so we're also going to be having some live auction items, some entertainment from Fairbanks Fire and Flow. It's going to be, I mean, we've been working with everybody at the Carlson Center on making this a really amazing and extravagant fundraiser. Everybody's really ready to get back to being in person and, being around each other and dressing up and giving back to the community. So we figured, hey, this is the way to do it. This is the way to kick it off.
Entertainment
and fundraisers.
Who's the entertainment?
Cirque Alaska and Fairbanks Fire and Flow, and maybe a DJ that I don't want to really say too much on
yet.
What
a past mayor.
Because we're not locked in, but maybe.
What does Fairbanks Fire and Flow do?
They do fire hooping, fire eating, walking on stilts. It's going to be fun. It's going to be pretty fun. We're also going to have some games. Of course, we're going to bring out our United Way cornhole boards that were locally made here and branded for United Way. And we're going to be doing all this dressed to the nines.
Ooh. It's a formal.
It is. It's a formal event. So get dressed up. Make sure you're wearing your not your bunny boots dressed up, but, your suits, your ties, your lovely dresses. And tickets are already on sale. On AK Tickets.
Where are they at?
AKTickets.com. They're okay. Currently $100. That's our early bird price. So if you can get your tickets before April 18th when the price goes up to $125, you better hurry up and get on there and do so.
AKTickets.com.
Yeah. And everything is linked on our Facebook page as well. So if you're having trouble finding it, you can go right to our Facebook page, right to the event, and click the link, and you can get your tickets there.
That sounds like fun.
Or call the office, stop by and get a ticket.
There you go. That's a good fundraiser for you.
Yeah. We're
How many people are you expecting, or do you know yet?
We're expecting at least 200 to 300 people.
Okay. And this is in the Carlson Center.
It's in the Carlson Center, so there's enough room.
For the aerials and the fire.
The aerials and the fire and the stage and the people. And, of course, there's going to be food. We've been working with Beth at Riverside Eats. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. She's drawn up some incredible ideas for our menu and as well as our specialty cocktails for the evening. AK Photo Booth is also going to be there. So, you know, bring your friends and get those pictures. I mean, Coral is the owner of AK Photo Booth, and she's amazing. So it's going to be a fun time.
Hmm. What other events do you do during the year that United Way is involved in?
We just recently, in January, did our comedy roast. Our guest of honor was West Valley Councilor Willie Blackburn. And that's just where, you know, he got roasted.
I'm sure.
I feel like it's, you know, the highest honor you can have is to be surrounded by family, friends, and community and getting roasted. And so we do that every January. We also do our dessert kickoff in September to kick off our campaign. Our campaign goal this year is $850,000, and we are currently at almost about $500,000. So we're hoping to you know, add to that on April 29th. We also have, if you can't make it, but maybe there's other things that you like to do in town, April 20th, we have a fundraiser happening at Panda Express where 20% of the dollars raised will go to us. So 20% of the cost of your meal, whenever you go in and mention us on April 20th, will go to United Way of the Tanana Valley.
There you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I'd also like to thank Assembly Member Tammy Wilson. She came here this morning, and my scheduling issue. So, Tammy, I apologize. And Alyssa, thank you for being here. And Tammy, we'll get you back out here again. Scheduling issue that I created. And sorry about that, Tammy. And Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center provides free, confidential pregnancy tests to any woman in need. But they offer so much more to women, men, and families. By participating in one-on-one parenting classes selected by you, you can take advantage of Earn While You Learn, earning valuable credit to spend on children's items and clothing in Maria's Boutique. The Find Out Free Pregnancy Center. Call 907-455-8255 or visit online findoutfree.com. Findoutfree.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. A look at Alaska's budding new industry brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. The Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. to kick off our Saturday night food programming. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 29, southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight, chance for snow, lows level off around 11. Cloudy tomorrow, chance of snow, highs level off around 18. About an inch of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Alyssa Handy. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Have you been on the radio here before with me?
No, I've never been on the radio with
you. First time recipient, longtime listener.
Sure.
Isn't KFAR the best radio station in the world?
I'll take your word for it.
You better. Amanda, I know you're listening. She's good. So anyway, now the United Way is involved in a lot of really good things.
Yes, we currently fund 17 different partner agencies through our Community Care Fund. But this year, this past campaign year, Amanda, Sarah, and I, we have all been really working on expanding our community outreach, because a lot of people don't know, but United Way fully funds and runs the Volunteer Action Center, which is a online volunteer portal where nonprofits post volunteer opportunities, and people can go on and pick and choose different volunteer opportunities throughout the community. So we're really trying to ramp up our efforts with that, as well as just reaching out and creating some more community connections to nonprofits who we don't directly fund, so that we can collaborate and really, you know, we're not just about the partner agencies. We work with everybody. And so we're really trying to put that importance of that out there.
There you go. What are some of the ones that you work directly with?
Right now, newly, we work with NAMI Fairbanks, which
what is NAMI Fairbanks?
National Alliance of Mental Illness.
Oh,
and
boy.
We work with their Fairbanks office. They're our newest partner agency. We're super happy to have them. We also have Thrive Alaska, Boys and Girls Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Boy Scouts of Midnight Sun Council. We also work with Breadline, which is, you know, huge mm-hmm. pillar of the community, nonprofit agency right there. We work with FRA, Fairbanks Resource Agency, RCPC, Resource Center for Parents and Children, IACNVL, the Interior Alaska Center for Nonviolent Living, North Star Council on Aging, Fairbanks Children's Museum, Salvation Army, American Red Cross, those are the ones that I'm remembering right off the top of my head, Presbyterian Hospitality House, just, you know, a lot of those, you know, some people might be more familiar with some than others, but, and then we also do designate to any organization that anybody specifies when they make an investment into the United Way.
How come someone give a contribution today?
They can go on our website and click on the Donate Now. Or they can come into our office. We do accept direct donations right to our office. If you have cash or check and you want to bring that by, and we're located at 200 North Cushman, which is the Daily News Miner building, mm-hmm. right off to the side. There's a big United Way sign, and you can come right in, door to the left there. But those are two ways that you can donate today if you want.
You make sure that the other nonprofit entities that are pillars of the community, you work on their funding for them.
Yeah, the thing that's so unique about United Way's funding is that the funds that we provide to different nonprofit agencies are unrestricted.
Yeah.
So they are allowed to use that money for whatever they need. One thing that Meredith Maple brought up when she was talking about United Way and Fairbanks Children's Museum is it's, you know, things that a lot of people don't really think about, like providing toilet paper in their facilities. They're able to use the money from United Way for that, and they mm-hmm. don't have to explain it. And so, you know, it's the money can go to something as small as that, or the money that we gave to NAMI helped them be able to have a larger office and provide support groups in person, which is huge. So, you know, your donation is never too big or too small.
It works. It works for everyone.
It works for everyone.
How long have you been with them?
I will have been with United Way for a whole year on the 11th.
So this is your first mayor's ball.
Yes, it is. This is my first mayor's ball. Everything that I've done this past year has been my first.
Oh, I thought this was everything you wanted it to be, the mayor's ball.
Oh, this is everything, like, I don't know. This has been an amazing project to work on.
I'm sure it has.
Oh, you know? It's been so fun and so exciting and just getting to be so creative, but knowing that at the end of the day, the outcome of this is going to be impactful.
You know, Fairbanks is pretty funny. You know, when they broached this, I said, make an appointment with me, come in. So her and Amanda came, and I'm just looking at them with a critical look, you know, this the critical look, and they're going through everything. And I'm really making him sell this. I mean, this is making him sell this. I said, he had me at hello. There's this wave of, the first wave was relief. The second wave was, we want to beat you.
Right. I didn't even get to finish.
I know. That was fun. Welcome to my office.
You had me sweating. But, I mean, I had an answer for everything.
You did great. But I wanted to see the full presentation before I let you know it was yes when you said hello.
And I was like, why is he so stone-faced? He seemed so okay with this at Chamber, and now he wants nothing to do with me. Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, boom, there it was.
And he went, actually, I just wanted to see a presentation. We're good. Yeah. I already talked to Mayor Ward for you. Yeah, oh, okay.
I know. I said, get Mayor Castle. Let's get him, too.
Yep. And I called Mayor Welch, and everybody was like, yes, yes, yes. And I spoke to Billy. I didn't get to speak to Mayor Castle. I spoke to Billy, and she's so kind, Billy, his wife. Mm-hmm. And she picks, you know, she called me, and we had been playing phone tag, and she goes, in her beautiful, beautiful accent, well, honey, what you just need to tell me what to wear. I was like, oh, my goodness, your voice sounds like really good sweet tea.
Yeah. You know, when I was talking about it with Mayor Ward, he goes, oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun. You going to do that this year? I go, no, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. Don't look at me that way. So he had been to one of these before, and he really enjoyed himself. So he was an easy sell.
All I've heard from everybody was how fun the last one was. And I'm like, yeah, well, this one's going to be
better.
Because
you're handling it.
So to speak. But our team, you know, we have just been on the grind. Sarah keeps me in check with, she's our executive assistant. She keeps me in check with the numbers because me, I'm like, yeah, let's do that. Yeah, that's a great idea. And Sarah's like, no, 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 no. Slow down. We're going to look at the numbers first. And I'm like, yeah, the numbers.
Well, this should be a very good fundraiser for you.
Yeah, we're hoping so. And if anybody else is interested in being a sponsor, we actually do still have a few sponsorships available. But so far, we've also had a lot of people come on as sponsors. And I think we have two of our $3,000 sponsorships left. And then, we have all of our $3,000 sponsorships left. Sorry. Two of our $5,000 sponsorships left. One went to Kinross. Whoop, whoop. And then we have all three of our $8,000 sponsorships left. And those ones, we're offering three because that means one per mayor. And so that's, they get to seat with you.
I'm buying a table.
No, your table's paid for.
It is?
But did you, I mean, you can buy a table for sure, but your ticket itself, you're a guest.
Okay.
So you don't have to buy a ticket, but feel free to buy a table for all your friends.
I've already invited people.
Well, tell them to buy tickets.
I'll buy their tickets.
You'll buy their tickets then? Even better.
Fairbanks, obviously Alyssa owns me.
You know what? Until April 30th, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Then
you are
shackles
free
are off.
Then the shackles are off. You are a free man, and do as you please. But until then, I'm the mayor now.
You're in charge of the mayor.
Right. I'm the handler.
There you go.
The ringmaster. It's circus themed.
You guys have a pretty good office over there. Very good synergy.
You know, our team, you know, we work so well together. It's also so family friendly. We all have kids and families, and we're just able to work together, and we're all very passionate about the work that we do. So it makes it pretty easy. Yeah.
You've been there a year. Why United Way? What made you choose the United Way?
So for me personally, you know, I became...
Fairbanks, I asked her this in my stoic look at her, too.
Yeah. Because he knows that the answer is probably, mm-hmm. like, what is the why? Because mm-hmm. she's very passionate about this. For me personally, I became a mom at 18.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some of the nonprofits that we support really got me through my journey. And I was able to utilize them. My oldest is special needs, autistic. And, you know, it's because of places like FRA, I was able to get a grant for him to have the AngelSense GPS monitor. Through Thrive Alaska, I was able to put my daughter in part-time Head Start so that I could go to school and get my degree while I was at home. Because with my son being special needs, it was really difficult to find a job that would match up with the schedule of having to go to OT and PT and speech therapy and, you know, all those things that he needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was able to do that. And, you know, RCPC was there when I needed WIC and when I needed a breast pump. And, you know, so it's just it. And when I grew up in Fairbanks, I've lived here for 20 years. So growing up, I was definitely a club kid at Boys and Girls Club back when it was in North Pole, because there was one, you know, in North Pole back in the day when I was growing up, and so, you know, directly and indirectly, each of the nonprofits that we support have been a big part of my life growing up here in Fairbanks and living here in Fairbanks, and a big part of my children's lives in Fairbanks. And so this is just a great way for me to say, okay, now it's my turn to pour back into you.
There you go.
There you go.
You explained that to me when I was talking to you more than just about the event. I wanted to know why you joined the United Way.
Yeah.
And why you bring the synergy and the energy behind it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to say I'm with the United Way.
Right.
It's wonderful when a person works for an organization such as the United Way with an inner cause.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's always so, like, obvious when we're going to these different agencies, you know, the people that are there and, you know, boots to the ground and doing the groundwork, especially during the times where we had, like, the pandemic and everything, and they were experiencing higher numbers of service and need. You can always tell, like, when it's like, no, they're here for a real reason. It's, yeah. And it's nice.
What happened, you know, the revenue streams of a lot of nonprofits dropped dramatically from 2020 to 2022, so to speak. Are you guys recovering?
Slowly but surely.
Okay.
It's going to take a lot of fundraising. It's going to take a lot of grants. And those are not always easy to get. You know, you would think they are, because it's like, oh, this grant is for this. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize what all really kind of goes into that. It's a lot of, you know, community outreach. And also it's a lot of just, you know, the lovely people of this community really, you know, saying, yeah, like, I'm seeing that need and I'm going to help fill that need, whether that's with money or volunteering. So, you know, everyone's going to get there soon, and everybody kind of has a lot of strategies and planning that they've been doing on their own. And then, you know, in our office as well, to reach that point. And so hopefully we see that start to get back to where it was.
You know, for yourself and for the United Way, there is no finish line.
No.
You know, after the Merrill's ball, you're waking up on the 30th, and it's what's up next.
Yeah.
What's up next after that?
Exactly. It's a lot of, we've been looking into a lot of different things that we can do this summer, because, you know, it's like you said, it doesn't stop. You know, it's like
it's never over.
June 30th is the end of one campaign, and July 1st is, all right, you know, we're starting over. let's get it together again. So it's definitely, you know, already it's like I've been talking with the NAACP. Okay, so what are we doing with Juneteenth? Mm-hmm. Like, we're, you know, things have to just keep rolling.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't. And it, you know, it can't, because the needs that people have don't stop.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to leave you with some Genesis Land of Confusion. I have no idea what that is. We got some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather, and we'll be back.
more Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Severe storms continue in the heartland, with at least four killed in a tornado near Glen Allen, Missouri, south of St. Louis. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Clark Parrott.
We knew it was going to be bad just based on what we saw roadside, but just seeing aerial footage of it, it's just heartbreaking to try to absorb it.
Meantime, more than 30 inches of snow reported in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. China's upset about a meeting between House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and Taiwan's leader in California.
Chinese state media reports the People's Liberation Army will respond similarly to when then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan last year. You'll remember that visit was met with air and sea military drills around the island. The White House says there's no need for that kind of response this time.
Fox's Grady Trimble. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Bryce Ward provided a first look at his proposed budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 during the annual State of the Borough address Tuesday. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Ward's budget proposes just under $188.5 million across the board. Of that budget, the recommended area-wide budget is set at $150.68 million, which covers general government expenses, $1.42 million above the previous year. Overall, the budget is about $16.5 million under the borough's tax revenue cap and doesn't include any additional services or new personnel. This is pretty significant considering we are looking at an 8.1% increase in inflation. Ward said his budget focuses on four primary goals: stability of borough services, streamlining government processes, continued promotion of development and construction, and lower operating costs and continued efforts to keep property taxes lower. For a full look at the budget, go to fnsb.gov/budget.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Affordable Used Cars is the only true one-stop shopping experience in Fairbanks. Affordable Used Cars has the largest inventory of pre-owned vehicles in the state. All makes and all models. That's right. Affordable has them all. Chevy, GMC, BMW, Kia, Ford, and more. The list goes on. No need to drive around all day or spend hours on the internet. Come by today for a test drive and be amazed at the selection and the affordable prices. Affordable Used Cars, located on South Cushman.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at KFARradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
A cherished friend is back in town. Silver Gulch invites you to a fun evening of food, beer, and friendship. The fantastic selection of Silver Gulch beers are on tap. The menu speaks for itself, with some old favorites and some delicious new selections, too. It's a short drive to historic downtown Fox and the warmth and charm of the Silver Gulch Brewery. And remember, the bar opens at 3:30 Fridays through Sundays. Make your plans soon for the Silver Gulch.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. And streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here with Alyssa Handy. We're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. Alyssa, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you.
And you're putting a heck of a party on what date?
April 29th.
What's it called?
The Mayor's Giving Gala.
And who's the first person he contacted?
You.
Yeah. What time does it start?
It starts at 6 o'clock.
And it's at the Carlson Center?
Yes.
And what are some of the unique features of it?
Cirque Alaska is going to be there doing some aerial silks and aerial pouring. Fairbanks Fire and Floor is going to be there as well, just doing their different unique fire hooping and things like that. And then we're also going to have some games, some cornhole, some other things that we've been working on with Beth over at Riverside Eats, just getting really creative and fun and circus-themed. AK Photo Booth is going to be there in the prowl setup, so you can come and get your photos of your fancy outfits with all your friends.
Are you going to be dancing?
We hope so.
You seem shady on that.
Well,
answer.
You know, we haven't locked in on our
entertainment
on our entertaining DJ yet. So I can have more answers for you on whether or not when we're locked in.
Is it a band or a DJ?
A DJ.
Oh.
Yeah. very well-known Fairbanks DJ.
Past mayor?
Possibly.
You want me to give him a call and make him do it?
Well, you know, I mean, he's pretty good friends with Amanda, our executive director.
That's not what I asked. That's not what
you know,
I asked.
I mean, you know, you can always say,
hey, Matherly, come on, step it up.
You can always make it, you know, like an executive order from the mayor says. I don't know if that's a thing.
It's not a thing.
It should be a thing.
It's not a thing.
We can make some kind of like legislation.
Nope, not a thing.
Hey.
Thank goodness that's not a thing. God, executive orders from a mayor.
I don't even know what that would entail.
Yeah,
we
get enough from our present and past presidents on executive orders. Man, yeah. what would I do with an executive order? Oh. No snowing. There can be no snow. That'd be my executive.
No snow.
Yeah. Well, not on the streets.
Do we even have the budget for that? Yeah.
We are doing our third, if not our fourth, snow pack removal.
You guys have been on it, though. Yeah. They've been on it.
Yeah.
I see like three, four, five, like one
trucks.
Guy's going.
Yep.
He's got a buddy. And that buddy's got a buddy.
As we expand our equipment, as we expand our equipment portfolio, we can do it quicker, better, and therefore do it again.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting in front of it. Get in front of it so we can do it quicker, better, and do it again.
Yep. I mean, did it stop me from totaling my vehicle in January? No. But...
But it made you feel good anyway, or better.
But
yeah. Well, I'm glad
my
you're
new
here,
one
man.
Is all right.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
so
goodness.
What the roads are
of,
good.
What part of Fairbanks area do you live in?
I live over by Cookie Jar.
Okay. So, Aurora, that area.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to say too much because, who's listening?
Stalkers. You're in the city limits. Yeah, you're in the city limits.
I am in the city limits.
Yeah. So we take care of your streets. That we do.
Yep, you do. Yeah. So my poor parents, they live right outside.
But it's time for us to take care of United Way.
Yes, please.
Yep.
Show up, buy some tickets.
Enjoy yourself. First of all, you're going to enjoy yourself. You're going to have a heck of a good time.
You're going to have a heck of a good time.
And
we're going to have a mystery wall.
Ooh. What's a mystery wall?
It's a mystery, David.
Alyssa, sometimes you have to color it for me with a crayon, okay? What's a mystery wall?
I can't give everything away.
Yeah, it's a wall with a mystery or what, you know?
It's a mystery, David.
Give me some of the clues, Alyssa.
Clues? I'll give you one clue.
Okay.
Alcohol. That's all you need to know.
A mystery wall.
Yeah, mystery wall.
And you'll have people hanging from a ceiling on silks serving you the mystery elixir.
Well, those ones aren't mysteries. They're going to say, what do you want?
Okay.
And Bethany is the owner of Cirque. She's amazing. I've worked with her in the past, and she did this. I found out about the aerial silk pouring when they did this for my husband's birthday party that I threw him. And so when it came to planning this event, I said, I need to text Bethany. I need to call Bethany because she's gonna say
yeah.
I knew she's gonna say yes, but I was like,
You know why I like you? Because you're evil minded like myself. In a fun way.
In a fun way.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I don't know about evil, but I like to think more like fun minded.
Sometimes, it's just fun to be bad.
I'll take your word for it. I like to think of myself as a more, What are those different kinds? There's like chaotic good,
chaotic
evil, and
I go Lex Luthor real fast. I'm Lex Luthor.
Oh, no.
The evil criminal mastermind.
No. I'm more like, you know, Thanos. The idea is to benefit everybody, right? But he's still so bad. There you go.
There you go. You know, your guardian.
There you go.
Well, heck. Now, some of your sponsors are.
Oh, yes. We have quite a few sponsors. Kinross, Alaska Water, Northrum Bank, New York Life, Market Basket, and Design Alaska. So far, those are all of our sponsors. We are so excited to have them on board. Some of these are sponsors that help us throughout, you know, the year and throughout our campaign, and we have workplace campaigns with them as well, and they're always just huge supporters of everything that United Way does. And so, you know, we're so grateful to have them on board with this event again. It's just going to be so much fun, and a lot of the people that come from those companies, they bring a lot of good energy to the event as well, not just, you know, the money, but the energy as well. So it's gonna be a blast.
How much fun can we have?
I keep thinking that, and then new ideas pop up, and I'm like, this can is we gonna do this? Make it even and
then Sarah,
better.
Then Sarah looks at you budgetary right.
And then Sarah's like, Alyssa, calm down. What are you doing? And I'm like, no, shh.
Have you started to pick up in ticket sales yet?
Yeah, tickets have started selling, mm-hmm. but you know, if you're not someone who's shelling out for a full table, maybe you're someone who just, you know, wants to go out with the friends. Mm-hmm. Everybody can get together. They're $100. Maybe you're someone who's looking for a date night. You know, what a
fun
great way, right? Fun thing to do. And there's not really that many opportunities in Fairbanks to really dress up and show off. And this will be fun. You get to dress up, show off, have food, have drinks, play games, and raise money. And of course, there's the live auction portion as well. We're going to be auctioning off some great stuff. We had Sipping Streams. Actually, it was just our last auction donor, and so we're going to be able to auction off a Victorian Tea Party experience, mm-hmm. Which I was like, oh my gosh, thank you, Jenny, so much at Sipping Streams, because that's going to be amazing. We're going to be auctioning off Cultivation Tour with Pacalolo. We also auctioned that off at our Comedy Roast, and we're super excited to do it again, as well as some tickets to the Sunlit Fest.
You know, it's interesting. I thought, okay, I'll buy a table and be at my table before I talk to you. So I've got my chief of staff and his wife, my executive assistant and her husband. Mm-hmm. And then I've got three of my Fairbanks foodie friends. So this foodie buddies of my girlfriends that we do great gourmet meals together. So now I'm going to be at a table by myself, so I got to find another person to fill in my spot at my table.
That's if we get those sponsors. So you heard it here first. David is going to be sitting at a table with his friends or alone if you don't call me or email me or drop by my office and say, hey, Alyssa, I want to be a sponsor so that I can sit with David.
Thank you for making me sound pathetic.
Because he's going to be so lonely otherwise.
You're throwing me under the bus
and
to raise money for
you. You know, he's just, we're going to throw a red nose on him, and he's going to be our circus clown for the evening alone at a table.
Unless you buy the table. You're good in sales.
Well, you know, it's funny. At our last board meeting, Amanda, our executive director, said to the board, you know, Alyssa is what I call ABC, always be closing. And I'm like, you know what? I am always closing. I'm going to find a way to make it work for you and me and the organization and the community. And it's just what I'm doing what I do best.
There you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break if you want to call in. We are at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I have Alyssa Handy with United Way here. We're a great organization. They do so much more than just put on a mayor's ball, believe me. And when we come back, we're going to go through some of the other things that they do, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Cooper Tire's Spring 2023 Tire Rebate is going on now at GCR. Receive up to $75 back when you buy four qualified tires, such as the all-season Discoverer Rugged Trek or Discoverer AT3 models for your light truck, SUV, and CUV, and touring models for your car. Submit your form and receive your Visa prepaid card from Cooper Tire for up to $75. Hurry in! Spring 2023 rebates end April 30th. Details at GCR. GCR, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Fairbanks Princess Riverside Lodge is now hiring for the upcoming summer season. Have you been interested in working in the restaurant business or the travel industry? Now you can do both. Join a team that has a love for travel and meeting new people. We are actively hiring line cooks at $20 per hour, sous chefs at $22 per hour, and servers at $14 per hour. Earn a free cruise based on contract completion. Go to AlaskaTourJobs.com and apply today. Our team is waiting for your application, and we're eager to speak with you.
You know how I look forward to our little chats. I admit I do most of the talking, but as a septic tank buried in my family's yard, I don't get out much. My last company was a moose who dropped by for some freeze-dried geraniums. Her table manners were atrocious. I have but one job. My life expectancy is excellent. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing pumps me out once a year. I continue to serve my family much better.
KFAR weather.
Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, chance of snow, lows dip down to about 11. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, chance of snow, daytime highs approaching 18. About an inch of snow today. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, David Pruse in the studio here with Alyssa Handy. Now, you spot the United Way, and you yourself works hard for the fundraise for the United Way.
Yes.
Because you're always fundraising. It's never over. That's what your mission really is to do. So these other groups can provide incredible services for what they do. Now, we were talking about one in the break, and that's the bread line.
Yes. The bread line, is one of the agencies that's really had to kind of pile on with what they do for the community just because of everything that's been going on with the SNAP benefits in town right now.
Explain SNAP benefits.
SNAP benefits, most commonly known as food stamps. Yep. There has been a delay. There is a little bit of a lawsuit thing kind of going on. And so because of that, we have agencies like the Breadline, North Star Council on Aging, and RCPC, who has the WIC program. They've all really been affected. Well, I shouldn't even say has the WIC program, because some people may not know this, but our WIC program has now left the RCPC, and everything is online, which is unfortunate for RCPC and for a lot of our families that depend on that program. But so a lot of agencies have been severely affected by everything going on with SNAP benefits, food stamps, especially Breadline, RCPC, and North Star Council on Aging.
It's never over, is it?
No. It's so, being on like this side of things as the development director, it's always just so eye-opening to think about a time where I was, a recipient of services here in town, and now being on the other side, it's like,
a friend.
This stuff is so important.
Yeah.
We need to do more. We need to do more.
When you're in need and someone outside your circle of life fulfills that need, you're a friend for life.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I love visiting the different agencies, especially visiting Thrive Alaska because
tell us about Thrive Alaska.
Thrive Alaska runs the early Head Start program. They have the Play and Learn Head Start, mm-hmm. As well as other child care, and then the child care assistance office is in there as well. But I love going there because my sisters all went through that program when I was growing up. And then my daughter getting to do that program. And so a lot of the same people that, like, when I was a kid that were working there and were teaching are still there. This year has been a struggle for them as they haven't been able to open 3 of the classrooms because of, you know, no teachers. But, you know, when I say that, I want people to really think about what that means is that that's not just 3 classrooms of kids. That's actually 2 classes a day. So that's 20 kids, 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 ages 3 to 5 that didn't get that early childhood education to set them up for kindergarten, you know? And so that's one of the things, but I love going in there and seeing my people at Thrive Alaska. Same with Boys and Girls Club. Love going in there. Mo, their executive director, has done amazing with that facility. It was, I don't know, it's so great to go in there and see the relationship that they have with the kids in the building, and it's just like a mutual respect, and the kids are not in there, you know, running around being too crazy. They're in there, you know, learning how to cook and doing art and hanging out with each other, and I love the energy that they bring to the facility. I could go on. Fairbanks Children's Museum, I have a membership, and I love going there for multitude of reasons, but also my oldest, like I mentioned before, he's special needs autistic, and sometimes we use the Fairbanks Children Museum for his OT or his PT, so he can go there and he can meet with his therapists, and he can, you know, for him, he's a lot more engaged when he's thinking it's just a fun time, you know, it's just a fun time at the museum, but he gets to go in there and they provide that. They provide like a really nice safety space for a lot of different things and a lot of different resources and programs here in town as well. So
who else do you provide funding for?
We also have Literacy Council.
Ooh.
I know, and their BISBE is coming up. So if you haven't gotten a team together or need to get a team together, or, you know, maybe you're a single person and you want to go do some trivia, that BISBE is coming up. And that's something, that's a fundraiser that they do in-house every year. It's a lot of fun.
Where's it at?
I think it's at their facilities. I'm not quite sure, but I've heard from people all over the place that it's just it's a fun time.
About a month ago, I was a judge at a spelling bee, you know, the national spelling bee here in Fairbanks, and the winner goes to Washington D.C. and that was impressive. You know, the students that are there from basically 3rd to 8th grade, and a 6th grader won it. And just incredibly sharp students. You know, it makes you, you know, they always say the generation behind your generation is a weaker generation.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just looking at these kids saying, no, these are some sharp kids. These are some smart kids.
These kids today are amazing. The amount of things that my daughter, she attends Barnett, and the amount of things that I see her able to do is, I'm like, wait, I didn't learn how to, you know, edit or create digital videos until I was an adult. And you know how to create and edit and animate and all of these things, and you're 10? That's crazy.
You're a code writer already.
Right, but it's a, you know, it's a skill that they need now. But I mean, I love how much you know, we're really pouring into like the STEM things and like that with our school district and with our schools. Mm-hmm. It's really cool to see.
Hmm. Well, we got about 5 minutes left, so let's go back to the reason why you're here. I made you give me a really detailed presentation.
You did.
I was quite stoic.
You weren't
silent. Giving you the impress me look. I'm not sold on this look. Come on, let's hear it. Let's see what you got. And you did it.
Yes.
Even though you had me at hello.
I had you when I walked up to your chamber. Hey.
Yeah. I know.
Quick question. Do you want to have a ball?
Yeah.
And you're like,
I wasn't expecting that.
Who are you?
Yeah.
What do you want? Why are you asking me this?
I remember
the
that.
The answer was yes.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Let's talk. And I gave you my card. And I said, okay, here you go. Call me. Email me.
And here we are.
And here we are.
About 3 weeks to a month later, we sat down and you started giving me your presentation with me giving you no indication of if it was good, bad, or indifferent. Just...
You didn't, but you know what? Now look at us.
I know.
Now look at us. Best friends on the air. We've come so far.
So fast. But you're going to have a heck of a event. And
yes.
This summer, you have right after that. Well, then anything in May?
You know, unfortunately, we were supposed to have our community-wide baby shower for the first time with the What to Expect Foundation from the... you know, the popular book, but because of some things on their end that have started happening, I know that they're having to meet with Mary Paltola about a few things now just because of some certain grants or whatever. We're going to have to postpone it. So we're just back to the boots on the ground to, okay, well, what else are we going to do? Let's get to it. And then what are we going to do in June? Well, Juneteenth, but also I believe we have the second Gold Panders game. So that is United Way night. So you can always stop by the office when the tickets start going out, and we'll give you a ticket, and you can come out to United Way night. And that's always fun.
What else you got going in June? Anything besides anything on Midnight Sun?
Let's see. No, but our partner agencies, you know, FRA has the Midnight Sun Run.
Mm-hmm.
And RCPC has the Mosquito Meander. So, you know, it's like if it's not us, one of our agencies always has events and things that the community can show up and show out for. So, you know, and just keep your ears out for us and your eyes peeled to our social media and our website, or, you know, give us a call too, because we also always have volunteer opportunities.
Well, you're going to have a busy year. It's never over, is it, Alyssa?
I prefer it that way.
Isn't
but
that
don't
the truth?
Tell
anybody. You don't want, they're finding out down at City Hall, you don't want David bored. You know, when I'm bored, like out on a trip and having to go through some bureaucratic thing, and I'm starting, you know, starting to say, okay, you're doing this, and this. And the chief of staff will text me back. You're bored. Go do something. You're giving us too many directions. Stop.
I like it. I like having things to plan and things to do and getting out there. And it's just so much fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Okay, so we got a minute left. How do you want to end it?
I want to end it by telling you to hop onto AK Tickets and to get those early bird tickets before the price goes up on April 18th. That's AK
Basic
Tickets.
2 weeks, yeah.
Yeah, aktickets.com. The event is April 29th. It starts at 6 p.m. It goes to 10, but, you know, a party's a party. You can't really put an end time on that. And make sure that when you come, you're ready to bid on some things, and your stomach is empty, and your wallet is full.
and your debit card works, or your credit card works.
Right.
Bring your Alaska.
We will
bring
have the square.
Yeah, get some good mileage on your Alaska card. There you go.
The bank is going to call you because they're going to think it's fraud. But it's fine because it's for a good cause.
There you go. Alyssa, thank you very much. So appreciate it. And Fairbanks, you have a great day. I will see you on Friday. And Alyssa, always good seeing you. You take care.
Thank you, David.
Bye.
Bye.